WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Intelligence showdown, torture suspects. I'm Elliot Francis. Senior intelligence officials are set to brief Donald Trump today on their findings regarding Russia's possible intrusion in November's presidential election. Meanwhile, Trump has named a new director of national intelligence. Jim Acosta has more.
Yesterday up on Capitol Hill, those intelligence community leaders were reiterating their findings that Russia was involved in hacking into the election. But Trump, in a series of tweets last night, continued to raise doubts about that assessment. Meanwhile, he has named a retiring Indiana Senator Dan Coats as his new director of national intelligence.
Four suspects are charged in connection with that attack on a special needs teen in Chicago. Police Commander Kevin Duffin details the actions of the four charged.
We have the statements of the four of them. I mean, they admit that they were beating him, kicking him. They made him drink toilet water. And then obviously the video where they're cutting a piece of his scalp.
All four suspects set to appear in court later today. I'm Elliot Francis. President-elect Donald Trump appears to be backing away from a campaign promise to make Mexico pay for that proposed border wall. Mark Chase explained.
The transition team indicates Trump would like to fund the wall through the appropriations process as soon as April. The move would break a key campaign promise.
Who is going to pay for the wall?
Mexico!
Who?
Mexico!
By the way, 100%.
If Mexico refuses to pay for the wall, the GOP could add billions of dollars into the spending bill that needs to pass by April 28th to keep the government open. But doing so would force a showdown with Senate Democrats and potentially threaten a government shutdown. I'm Mark Chase.
A Twitter poll by Obamacare opponent Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn backfired big time Wednesday. The Tennessee Republican asked whether the health care law should be repealed. Only 16% of respondents said yes, 84% said no. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, it looks like we've survived the first accumulating snow of the winter. Most of the Washington area got just an inch or so, as predicted, although slightly higher amounts have been seen north and west of the city. Now, from the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Loudoun County, Frederick County, and Carroll County are all opening 2 hours late this morning. A winter weather advisory for parts of Montgomery and Loudoun counties expired at the top of this hour. Civil rights lawyers are declaring victory after the National Park Service said it will issue permits to groups who want to protest the Trump inauguration.
With just 2 weeks to go until Donald Trump takes the oath of office, groups looking to protest are upset they haven't received the proper permits to do so. In fact, lawyers for these organizations say if the National Park Service doesn't grant those permits by today, they will take legal action because they claim the National Park Service has gone too far in preventing groups from using the space in and around the National Mall to express their First Amendment right. Park Service spokesman Mike Litteris says those permits will be issued soon. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The other shoe's about to drop in the federal bribery investigation of the Prince George's County Liquor Board. Federal investigators say two Maryland lawmakers are also targets of the public corruption investigation and are expected to be charged in the bribery scheme that has already resulted in charges against two county liquor board officials and two business owners. U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein.
A corruption flourishes when there are opportunities for corruption. Opportunities for corruption arise when there's a nexus between government officials who have the power to make discretionary decisions and private citizens who stand to gain financially from the outcome of those decisions, and particularly when there's insufficient oversight of that process.
Those two lawmakers were not named in federal affidavits that outlined the bribery case. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,899, the NASDAQ at 54,88. Sports, the Caps put a stop to the Blue Jackets' winning streak. College basketball, GW wins, Navy and AU lose. NBA, the Wizards host Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Howard County have a serious crash on I-95 south of Route 100, southbound side of I-95. Only one lane gets by. Crews have been working this incident for several hours now. Involves a tractor trailer on its side with a fuel spill. So cleanup has been quite intense. Watch for delays right at Route 100. This will be before you get to 175. Now, if you're joining on from 175, you're beyond the crash and you're okay. You can continue south on I-95. Options for you out of Baltimore, Route 1, maybe even 29, BW Parkway. But again, 95 near 100, just south of 100 for the accident cleanup. One lane open for 270. We're okay out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Beltway, no troubles reported. Maryland or Virginia looks nice and quiet on 66, 95, and 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit 30s all day today. We'll see some sunshine, but I think clouds will win this one. Another round of flurries and snow showers tonight, 25. Outside the Beltway, colder. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29. May see an inch from this system. And then a cold Sunday, dry, upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Leesburg, 30 in Greenbelt, 33 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump is set to ask Congress, not Mexico, to pay for the wall. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. I'm Brian Wilson, and we've got a show lined up for you. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're going to talk about this very troubling Chicago torture case. And Rod Wheeler's going to give us the very latest on where that investigation stands. At 8:05, we're going to be talking to the Prince George's County Police Chief, Hank Stawinski. And there's a question about whether or not the murder rate, which is on the uptick in Prince George's County, is somehow tied to the recent decriminalization of marijuana. It's a very interesting story. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel will join us. As I said, I'm Brian Wilson. In a short while, we'll be joined by Tony Schaefer, who's getting up and around and on his way to the studio right now. We want to start with that story out of Chicago.
His diminished mental capacity, the fact that they tied him up, the obvious racial quotes that they post live on Facebook. I mean, taking the totality of the circumstances, the state's attorney agreed with us. I mean, we sought hate crime charges, and they agreed.
Yeah, so there you have it. Hate crime charges have finally been brought in that troubling case out of Chicago. If you're not familiar with it, basically it was a man with diminished mental capacity, a white guy, was held against his will for about 48 hours. He was tied up. He was tortured. There were elements of this that were broadcast live on Facebook Live. And in that Facebook feed, you could hear the phrase F Trump and F white people being uttered on a repeated basis. The man was tortured and cut with a knife and finally somehow got away when police showed up to investigate the loud noises that were coming from this place. And initially, Chicago police couldn't make a determination about whether all that added up to a hate crime. Well, they finally came to their senses. It may have had something to do with the fact that the president of the United States weighed on it. And in his initial comments to WBBM-TV in Chicago, he said it was a hate crime.
What we've seen is surfacing, I think, a lot of the problems that have been there a long time, whether it's tensions between police and communities, whether it's hate crimes of the despicable sort that has just now recently surfaced on Facebook.
Yeah, he went on to say that he thought that was tragic and terrible, but went on to say that race relations are not at a good place in this country. And that's what I want to talk to you about here this morning. This president has been in office for 8 years. He was America's first black president. And I want to say, I've said this many times before, I'll say it again, I do not agree with many of the policies of this president. I think it's very clear you understand that. But the one thing that I had some hope for when Barack Obama was sworn into office is that we might in this country have an opportunity finally to improve our race relations. Something went terribly wrong. Something did not go right in that regard, because I think most fair analysis would point, even the president seems to point out, that race relations are not in a good place in this country. And I would make the case, I think, that race relations are far worse off than they were when he took office in 2008. What happened here? And where does the blame lie? Why is it that we have had a black president for 8 years, an opportunity, a wonderful once-in-a-generation opportunity for racial healing to come to this country? And at the end of it all, we find ourselves in a much worse place than when we started. I'd like your assessment of where it went wrong. How did we end up in the place we are today? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. I'm very troubled by this, and I have been for some time now, that we continually seem to see race relations in this country hit an all-time low. And it is shocking to me that a president who said he was going to be a unifier, a man who said that he was going to come in and he was going to do what he could to improve race relations in this country, has been the president for 8 years while things have gotten increasably worse in the area of race relations. So where did we go wrong? Get on the phone right now. Help me sort this out. Help me understand it, because I'm quite confused about how things went so horribly wrong. 888-630-9625. That's 1-888-630-WMAL. The situation of this case in Chicago is very troubling. The man has not been identified, but the four people have been arrested now, two women, two men. All four of them are black. And this poor guy went through a horrible situation for about 48 hours, tied up, held against his will, tortured, forced to drink from a toilet, forced to say things that he did not want to say. And as I mentioned, this was a man of some diminished mental capacity who was being taken advantage of by these four assailants who all happen to be black. At least now in Detroit, they have figured out that when you talk about issues that have to do with politics, when the case has something to do with race, when a man is held against his will and tortured, it does sort of qualify as a hate crime. Well, to the phone lines we go. We want to know what you think. How do we end up where we are today, where we have had a black president for 8 years, but it seems that race relations are really perhaps at an all-time low, maybe in the lowest they've been in the last 20 or 30 years. Bill and Percival, start us off. You're on with Brian Wilson this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What do you think?
Hey, first thing I want to say is, it's amazed me over 8 years why we keep calling Barack Obama the first black president. Why don't we call it what it was? He's our first interracial president, and there's nothing wrong with that. His mother was white. His father was black. We have a lot of interracial individuals in this country. And the reason why I think this didn't get traction, like I think all of us hoped, you spoke exactly what I was hoping, Brian. I didn't vote for Barack Obama, but I was hoping that he would help us kind of pivot and do a little bit better on race relations in this country. But what was lacking is we needed leadership from Barack Obama. We needed him to set the example. We needed him to step in on some of these very, very touchy subjects and give us his position and lead the way. And that's hard. It is hard.
Yeah, you know, I put it some of the fault, and thank you for that call. I appreciate it, Bill. I put some of the fault here on the man the president chose to be the Attorney General of the United States initially, and that was Eric Holder. Eric Holder, I don't think gave, any sense at all to those in this country that he was going to be a fair arbiter of matters when it came to race. And I think that was one of those things that was an exacerbating, sort of situation. I mean, right off the bat, you know, with the Black Panthers and that whole case, he may let it be known that he would not investigate that at all. Well, had no interest in investigating at all. And I think that said to many people, okay, look, maybe there are some injustices that have taken place over the years involving Black people. And maybe there are some things that needed to be, you know, set right in that regard. But justice is supposed to be blind. And I think a lot of people in this country looked at that and said, well, we can see how this is going to be. If you can't have people being threatened at the polling place by the Black Panthers as being worthy of investigation, then how fair can we expect this Justice Department to be? How about coal? I'm sorry, actually, we're going to take more of your calls in a moment. The phone lines are all lit up. 888-630-9625. How did we go wrong? What happened here where race relations at the end of this presidency have gone so horribly wrong? More calls in just a moment. Right now, it is time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where we are dealing with a little dusting of snow, a little light snow hither, thither, and yon this morning.
That's true. And you know what? Mostly the Frederick County area and western Loudoun County, that's where they're seeing a little bit of maybe some slick spots, too, to watch for. So be very cautious. In fact, everyone, as you head out and about, I'm not doing so bad at all, say, on 270 or the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, and the bridges getting into town. Those are all checking out fine for now. We'll keep a close watch on that. Where we're not doing so well, Howard County. Overnight crash involved a tractor trailer on its side with the fuel spill. So cleanup has been intense here since at least 2:30. This is going to be southbound I-95 south of Route 100, but before you get to 175. So I'm looking at the lineup right now about Route 100. So that's about a 2-mile slow stretch. Here's your alternates. You're coming out of the Baltimore area. Route 1, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 29. And for now, I'm not seeing any problems reported on those stretches. So again, it's southbound 95, only one lane open, south of Route 100. If you're getting on from 175, you're beyond the crash. That's our big story right now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, listen, cloudy today and temperatures in the mid-30s or so. Tonight, a chance of more snow. They say a slight chance of showers or snow showers and a low of 25. Tomorrow, snow showers in the morning. So we're going to get another dusting here, say around a 40% chance, and snowfall probably around 1 inch. And then tomorrow night, it starts to get pretty cold and winds will be gusty at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Temperatures will not get out of the teens tomorrow night. On Sunday, we're talking about mostly sunny temperatures in the upper 20s, and again, an overnight low that'll be pretty chilly in the teens. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 33 degrees, and by the way, in just a few moments, we're going to check in with Ray Stajic to get a more detailed look at our weather forecast and what we are in for in this first snow of the new year. 517 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
What we've seen is surfacing, I think, a lot of the problems that have been there a long time, whether it's tensions between police and communities, whether it's hate crimes of the despicable sort that has just now recently surfaced on Facebook.
So there you have it. The President of the United States making the acknowledgement that indeed it was a hate crime. Chicago authorities did finally come to that conclusion after apparently scratching their heads and trying to figure it out for a while. But the larger question here is, after 8 years of Barack Obama, why is it that we are in a situation where I think most people on both sides of the equation, I think Black Americans, I think white Americans would agree race relations are not in a good place in this country right now. Where did we go wrong when we had such a wonderful and rich opportunity with the beginning of the Obama administration some 8 years ago? Cole in D.C., you're on with Brian Wilson this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
I'm actually headed into D.C. I'm out in the mountains here. I've been up to 3 in the morning shoveling my driveway.
Yeah.
But I'm 31 years old. I voted for Obama the first time, immediately ashamed of it his first day in office. But growing up, I grew up in a Black neighborhood. We were the last white family there, and we didn't have any problems. Everybody got along. But this generation, I hate, but I'm a millennial, but our whole generation feels so damn entitled like they're owed everything. They deserve everything that their fathers and grandfathers worked their behinds off for. They think that they just get handed on a silver platter. And it's not just the African-Americans. I work with a lot of Latinos and the younger ones. Some of them feel the same way, like they're owed something. And when they're dead, they used to work their fingers to the bone so they could have the opportunities that they do. But Obama himself has just acted so, I can't quite put my word to it. Entitled himself, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you. I think you are right. I think there is a certain part of this that has to do with the way, people do come to the world today, expecting that they will have certain things that it'll just be handed to them. That is a part of it, I think. But I mean, look, we had this tremendous opportunity. Even if you don't like this president, you have to be pretty dumb to not have seen what a wonderful opportunity loomed in that regard. The one thing that we could have put behind us it seems to be now, in my estimation and the estimation of just about anybody else who looks at the situation, we're not better off. We're far worse off than we are when it comes to race relationships. I think this is the real lost opportunity of the Obama administration. How about Bob in College Park, you're on with Brian Wilson this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, I was going to say, I'm impressed that he actually spoke out, because, you know, in all the other cases, it seemed to be he was taking the side, no matter what, of the black person over the white person.
Where do you think we started to go wrong? Where did it really start to deteriorate?
You can back it all the way up. Trayvon Martin. If I had a son, he looked like Trayvon Martin, you know. He didn't bring up the fact that Trayvon was beating the crap out of George Zimmerman, but George Zimmerman was seen as white or white Hispanic or whatever, and I think it's how it plays out in the media. I think him sticking his nose in, for lack of a better word, to every little incident and not kind of letting the incident play out. But, I mean, even in Chicago, he was saying how, well, you know, this is something that's been there a long time. It's like, well, what did you do about it when you were there, Mr. Community Organizer?
Yeah, all right. Oh, listen, thanks for that. More of your calls straight ahead. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Race relations, I think we all have to agree, not in a great place in this country right now. How did it get so bad? More of your calls straight ahead, 522.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Why Care Suites of America? Care Suites of America provides custom home additions tailored to meet the care needs of the aging or mobility impaired. For aging parents, injured military, or if it's time to address your own changing needs, a custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost compared to senior and assisted living facilities. To learn more and to meet the Care Suites of America team, visit their booth at the Home and Remodeling Show, January 20th through 22nd at the Dulles Expo Center and online at caresuitesofamerica.com.
More of your calls straight ahead. Right now it's 525, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland commuters, Howard County and the Elk Ridge area crews dealing with produce and milk. Well, unfortunately, that's what the trucks were hauling that are now involved in this crash. Southbound I-95, south of Route 100, before you get to 175. One of the tractor trailers on its side, and part of the tractor trailer split open, so they're dealing with the produce. One of the trucks over the ditch, over the embankment, had been hauling milk. So some intense cleanup here. This has been going on since 2:30. So if you're coming out of the Baltimore area, you need to think about your options or alternates. One, sitting in a two-mile slow line of traffic with just one lane open south of Route 100. Or think about the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Route 1 or 29. Those definitely work as options for you now. They're wide open, sure to get the bailout traffic. No problems on the northbound side. No problems around the region on the Beltway, 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Good inside the Beltway through Riverdale and Chevrolet and on to 295. No early problems there. Good news. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What fell overnight, which wasn't much, is the end of it. We're just about out of the snow chance. A couple of flurries dancing around this morning. And for the most part, cloudy today. We'll stay cold in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 33 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about this case in Chicago. And the fact that the president says, well, it's a hate crime. Thank goodness he recognized that. And thank goodness the officials in Chicago finally came to that conclusion. But my question is, what went wrong? We had a wonderful opportunity with this president to make things better when it came with race relations, and it simply did not materialize. We find ourselves in a much worse place at the end of the Obama presidency. Brian in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian Wilson this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Brian, it's good to talk to you. Honestly, he's just a symptom. This entire disease happened way back in the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
The cultural Marxists going into the college. They were infecting younger people with this idea that just because you're black...
Hold on, I'm sorry. We're having such a problem with your phone line. It's got some kind of whistle in it, and I apologize. But I think your point is that it has a lot to do with identity politics, which have been pushed by this administration. And I think you make a very good point there. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800 800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend. So don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll get a detailed forecast from Ray Stajic about what we're in for. And you're not going to believe how much it cost to get on the express lanes in Virginia last night. I mean, holy moly. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. Time for the news at 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We've made it through the first accumulating snow event of the winter. Just an inch or less in most places, as predicted. A little bit more in some points north and west of the city, and no more expected today. From the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Loudoun County, Frederick County, and Carroll County are all opening 2 hours late this morning. A still dubious President-elect Donald Trump is set today to hear the nation's top intelligence officials try to make the case that Russia interfered in this year's election. And we're learning more about what's in the comprehensive review that was presented to President Obama and will now be presented to Mr. Trump.
We've learned that it contains the identities of the go-between people that the Russian government used to hand over those stolen documents to WikiLeaks. You'll recall this week that Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, said that the Russians did not hand over those documents, but we've learned from our sources that the Russian government used a third party, and apparently the identities of those people are now in that report.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. The final act of the contentious November election takes place today when a joint session of Congress convenes to count the Electoral College votes. Now, barring something bizarre, Donald Trump will be declared the winner today ahead of his swearing-in on January 20th. The Howard County executive says he will veto a bill that would make the county a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. In a statement last night, Alan Kittleman calls the legislation a, quote, hollow political statement. Kittleman says the bill introduced this week by County Council members Calvin Ball and Jen Tarasa provides a false sense of security, compromises our ability to keep our community safe, and could jeopardize federal funding for critical programs and services. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed an executive order requiring future state contractors to agree to a policy that prohibits discrimination against the LGBT community. But Republican critics say the order is intended to appease McAuliffe's political allies while unfairly limiting religious liberty. And new figures show that gun sales in Virginia during the Obama years were nearly double the number sold during the George W. Bush presidency. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,899, the NASDAQ at 54,88. Sports, the Caps beat Columbus, college basketball, GW wins, AU and Navy lose, NBA, the Wizards host the Timberwolves tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home. It's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, I-95 Howard County commuters, if you're heading through Elk Ridge, the problem this morning, the crash involving the tractor trailer. It had been on its side. Heavy duty wrecker now has it back on its wheels, but a lot of cleanup continues. Just one lane open, southbound 95, essentially between Route 100 and 175. If you're coming in from 175, you're beyond the crash, and you can continue past 32 down to the Beltway without any troubles. For now, about a two-mile lineup. Coming out of Baltimore, think about your options. Baltimore-Washington Parkway working well. Sure to pick up a lot of the extra volume. Route 1 or 29-2, that could work for you. Montgomery County authorities were checking the ICC. Some reported icy conditions. So if you're traveling anywhere, say, from Route 1 and over to 270, do be cautious. They were retreating the surface there. 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway lanes open. In from the west, we're doing okay out of Gainesville, 66 and up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast today with some sunshine, a north breeze and cold, low to mid-30s. Still some leftover flurries. Overnight tonight, flurry snow showers back as low pressure passes to our east and south, 25. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29 degrees, an inch around town on average. And it looks like a cold Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Gainesville, 33 in Bethesda, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got a busy morning lined up here. We're going to be joined here starting the 6 o'clock hour by Colonel Tony Schaefer, going to talk about intelligence matters. I mean, there's a lot of talk about what's going on with the intelligence community, Russian hacking. We got a lot of stuff to cover with him. At 7:05, our guest will be Rod Wheeler, talking about the Chicago hate crime and the response to that. At 8:05, Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski. Is the decriminalization of marijuana causing a problem with the murder rate in Prince George's County? He seems to think the evidence suggests that is the case. He'll join us at 8:05 and at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. It is now 5:37, and joining us on the line is Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel to give us sort of an update on, a more expanded update on where we are with the weather that hit last night, such as it is. Look, I mean, it's not a huge storm, but as you know, in our area, sometimes an inch or two can just cause mayhem.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much, especially when you have temperatures that hover around freezing or below. Once you get into the 20s, which some of the northern and western suburbs are, and you could just coat the ground, and it still could get slick in spots.
All right,
that's what we saw overnight.
Where's the bullseye? Who got the worst amount of snow in our region?
Just to the north. I think we had some totals up to maybe an inch. I haven't seen any official totals come in. I'm basing that off of what I've seen on radar, but I haven't seen much in terms of significant precipitation, you know, multiple inches of snowfall. So I think manageable, might be a little slick in spots, but most of us get above freezing today. And might get a little bit more snow as we head through tomorrow, maybe another inch or so.
Yeah, so I mean, Loudoun County's on a two-hour delay,
right.
and we have, I think, a little bit north. I mean, I came in from Germantown.
Right, right.
There was a dusting there, but I understand as you go further north, maybe a little bit more. But you say there is some more snow sort of on the forecast. What's next?
Next coming is an area of low pressure that'll come out of the south, and if you haven't heard, forget it. You can't find bread, milk, or beer from Birmingham to Atlanta into the Carolinas. That's going to clip us as it strengthens, and we might get another inch or so of snowfall tomorrow. Yeah. Better chance of heavier snow south. We're talking Richmond, Norfolk. They could get 6 or more inches.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it could be some double digits in parts of eastern North Carolina.
But you think, by and large, we'll dodge that bullet as well?
I believe so.
Okay, so mostly it'll stay south of here. Well, that's good news. All right, so, here we go. And do you have any sense yet about long-term winter weather forecast? Is it going to be a bad winter? Is it going to be a mild winter? How's it shaping up?
Well, so far what's happened is that we've had these little cold snaps, but we haven't been able to sustain that. And right now I think that is going to be the trend going through the middle of the month. We've got this little cold snap now. Stays cold until about the middle of next week when it gets mild again. I think, if anything, we'll average above normal temperatures through the middle part of the month. Some indications toward the end of the month it might get a little bit colder. I think it's going to average out probably in terms of temperatures for January, slightly above normal.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the winter, I think average to maybe slightly above average, which is typical of a La Nina winter.
The snow may not be all that much, tonight and tomorrow morning, but it is going to be cold, right?
It is. It is. We're going to see some chilly numbers, especially when you get outside the Beltway. 20s, low to mid-20s in town, then teens tomorrow night. Some of the suburbs may actually dip down to the single digits. And if you do have a little bit more in the way of snow tomorrow, I mean, where there is to the south, maybe a couple of inches, and then further south, multiple inches, might even be a little bit colder. And then by the middle of next week, we're back into the 50s. The average high is right around 43 for this time of year.
All right. Listen, Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, thank you so much for joining us. And I appreciate you keeping us up to I appreciate what you do every day for this show.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right. By the way, there's a related story. this is funny stuff. I think I would have been shocked last night. You know, they have this thing in the Virginia toll lanes called dynamic pricing. And the idea is, you know, if there's a great demand for the toll lanes, then the cost of using the toll lanes goes up, and it's constantly in fluctuation. And so they have these signs out on the Beltway, and as you drive in, it tells you how much it would cost you at that particular moment to get on and use the toll lanes to get, let's say, if you're going from Maryland into Virginia, to get down to I-66 all the way around, you know, to I-95 and the whole nine yards. And so it tells you exactly what the cost is going to be. Have you heard this? Last night, as people were driving home, and because of the concern about snow and the fact that the snow was coming, apparently a lot of people wanted to use the toll lanes, and they wanted to get home very quickly. The cost for using the toll lanes was $30.
No.
Not making that up. $30. In fact, I saw one. Somebody took a picture of it. One of them said $31 to get on the toll lanes and use that. I mean, that's dynamic, all right. I was pretty surprised by that. But, apparently this is what, if a lot of people decide they're going to use the toll lanes and that dynamic pricing goes up, it's pretty dramatic. I mean, $30 to go a few miles on the Beltway seems pretty excessive. But, you know, they say, yeah, that's the way it works. So there you have it. If you be forewarned that if you get on the express lanes and there's a lot of snow, you're going to pay a pretty penny for it. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs.
programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Attention, Oriental Rug Liquidators are in town. The remaining inventory from Pushan Oriental Rugs will be liquidated for 19 to 29 cents on the dollar. Newer antique, hand-knotted, small to palace sizes for only a fraction of the retail value. Pushan Oriental Rugs is located at 5526 Nicholson Lane, North Bethesda. Call 301-230-0538 for more details. Open 7 days a week. 301-230-0538. Liquidators are in town for a short time at Pushan Showroom. 301-230-0538.
It is 5:45 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A bit of a mess on Maryland's 95 Howard County commuters. And if you're coming through the Elk Ridge area, heads up, please. Accident involved a tractor trailer that was on its side hauling produce, and they needed to offload some of that content there. And one of the trucks hauling milk. So southbound 95, this will put it south of Route 100 before you get to 175. Only the left lane still getting by the scene of the crash and the cleanup. Coming out of Baltimore, heading through the Elk Ridge area, plan ahead on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That works as a good alternate for you. It's starting to pick up some of the volume as you push south down toward Route 100. Also, you can plan for Route 1 or 29. That works as well, too. The ICC, Inter-County Connector, Maryland's Route 100, Route 200, reported to have some icy conditions, so crews were out there trying to retreat the surface. Be cautious, everyone, as you head out and about this morning. 395 across the 14th Street Bridge, 66 inside and outside the Beltway. I'm not seeing much of any backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast today with some sunshine, a north breeze and cold, low to mid-30s. Still some leftover flurries. Overnight tonight, flurry snow showers back as low pressure passes to our east and south, 25. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29 degrees, an inch around town on average. And it looks like a cold Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Are you resolved to get organized this year? Staples has low prices on everything your business needs to be organized, like bankers, boxes, file folders, storage bins, and right now, 18-gallon plastic totes are just $3. Ends 1-7 while supplies last. Staples, make more happen.
Well, as you know, many people were not very happy with the actions of the United Nations Security Council when it voted 14-0 on December 23rd to condemn the Israeli settlements that were being built in the West Bank. And there was vigorous opposition from the Israelis about this, but the vote went 14-0. The United States, as you may remember, had the ability to stop this. All they had to do was, you know, offer their objection, and that would have been the end of it. And the United States has traditionally done that for our friend Israel, but the Obama administration decided that they would abstain, and this vote to condemn Israel went through 14-0 in the National Security Council. A lot of people in this country who think that it's important for the United States and Israel to maintain a good relationship were outraged. And so now, with the Republican Congress back in session, the House of Representatives yesterday took a sense of the Congress resolution. It's a non-binding resolution, but it is done from time to time to let people know how Congress feels about this and what they thought about the Obama administration's decision to not abstain in this matter in a way that they have always done in the past. And here, the final vote. Oh, man, this is what you call a repudiation of the Obama administration. The House measure passed 342-80. And it is expected to be followed by a largely similar non-binding resolution in the Senate. So before this is all over, it seems that the House and the Senate are going to say in no uncertain terms that they strongly disagree with what the Obama administration did in this matter. By the way, when you think about that, only 80 people voted with the president on this matter yesterday. Even Democrats, by and large, joined in the repudiation of this decision by the Obama administration. Here is Speaker of the House Paul Ryan yesterday.
This UN Security Council resolution was not about settlements, and it certainly was not about peace. It was about one thing and one thing only: Israel's right to exist as a Jewish democratic state. These types of one-sided efforts are designed to isolate and delegitimize Israel. They do not advance peace. They make it more elusive.
Well, very powerful words. Here's Elliot Engel of New York, the ranking Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, who says, "We are condemning what happened because we think it's unfair and unjust. Throughout its entire history, the state of Israel has never gotten a fair shake from the United Nations." So I must say, I was, many people, and myself included, were just stunned at the fact that the United States did not block this action. Something that they have done time and time again when the United Nations wants to go after Israel. We have always stood there steadfastly as the friend of Israel. I was shocked, stunned, and amazed. But it seems that the American people and the American political institutions in this town are still standing very strong with Israel, and it was a complete repudiation of the policies of a Barack Obama and the policy of the Secretary of State, John Kerry. So there you have it. Good news there. At least people are saying that they're going to stand with Israel going forward. So that's what we got going on here this morning. Listen, coming up in about a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Colonel Tony Schaefer, who is a man who understands a lot of things about the intelligence community. And it's going to be a good conversation, because what's going on right now is a very detailed conversation about our intelligence community. Does it need to be revamped? Does it not need to be revamped? Did the Russians actually hack the election? What is the evidence? How do we know this? All of this stuff has been burbling around now for the last couple of days, and we're going to get a readout from him on that coming up in just a few moments. Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Right now, time for El Rushbo, 551.
3 years ago, so-called climate scientists set off on a research vessel to prove that global warming was melting the Arctic sea ice. And the research vessel, as they always do in these things, got stuck in the sea ice. A rescue operation had to be mounted to save the 52-member crew from freezing to death. Climate scientists refuse to learn from all of this. If at first they don't succeed, they double down on failure. Now, this year, a group of climate scientists set out with sailors and pilots on a 2-month mission from near the North Pole through the Arctic. The objective, according to their website, is to prove the Arctic sea ice coverage shrinks back so far now in the summer that they can navigate through seas that were once permanently locked up by ice. These brave, courageous climate scientists who believe computer models are infallible and that global warming is settled science have run into a problem. You know what it is? It's ice. Yeah, they're stuck in Russian territory because there's too much ice blocking the Northeast Passage. The ice they encountered came as a total shock. It's not supposed to be there. The global warming was supposed to have melted it. Their models and the computer said so. So I guess we'll have to wait a while to see if an emergency rescue operation is needed to keep them from freezing to death. And I'll bet that we have to wait even longer for them to say those three magic words that every husband knows: we were wrong.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't.
No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Through January 31st, receive a nutrition consultation, dietary assessment, and body composition analysis for just $49, all valued at $175 for just $49 for a limited time. Visit RoselleCare.com for details. That's RoselleCare.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Hip and Knee Pain, a conservative approach to treatment, on Wednesday, January 11th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, our big story this morning is the accident on Maryland's I-95 southbound. If you're heading through Elkridge, Howard County commuters coming south before you get to Route 100. That's where delays are beginning now. The crash after Route 100, but before 175 with just one lane open. Had tractor trailer hauling produce, one of the trucks hauling milk, and the big cleanup continues. Had a fuel spill as well. Alternates for you, Baltimore Washington Parkway definitely works as a good option. Route 1 or 29, that too could be an option for you. Heading northbound 95, as you pass 175 to Route 100, your lanes are open and no rubbernecking delays, so that looks good. 270, you're looking good and light volume around the region right now, around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low to mid-30s all day today. We'll see some sunshine, but I think clouds will win this one. Another round of flurries and snow showers tonight, 25. Outside the Beltway, colder. Snow showers early tomorrow, 29. May see an inch from the system. But then a cold Sunday, dry, upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's right at the freezing mark, 31 degrees. It is 5:56.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your palm a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Well, coming up in the next few moments, we're going to be talking to Colonel Tony Schaefer about, all of the things that are going on in the intelligence community and this story that was in the Wall Street Journal about revamping that some people say is not accurate, some people say is accurate. He's going to